Hello, this is WJOI's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and in the studio today we have John and Anita Sisney, and they are with Heartland Children's Ministries, and John's going to tell us what's on his heart about kids.
Kids, folks, for 20 years we've been working with the children. We worked with them before that, but not in the same category and not with the same knowledge that we have for the last 20 years. But what we see in children is the little guys look for Jesus. They need Jesus. They know that they need Jesus in many cases, but they're not told about Jesus in ways that they can understand, okay? Went to school with Child Evangelism Fellowship back in 1996, and which is one of the best classes I ever attended. And I have attended, I'm an Army retired guy, and I've attended a lot of wonderful classes. But this was the most wonderful classes I ever attended. Children need to hear about Jesus. They need to hear about Jesus in a sincere, loving, and a way that they can understand it. Whenever they hear, most of the time, if they are not a child of God, they will pray and receive Jesus. All right. Over the years, we have had very few say, "No, I don't want to receive Jesus," and like that. So yes, it's about the children's salvation. It's not about any notoriety for us or any monetary thing for us. It's about whether those children know Jesus as their Savior. That's what it's about.
And I think I heard earlier, you do some things like you go around the county fairs and do something. Tell me about that.
Well, we started out with CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship. But then whenever we left them in 2000, our heart was going towards the fairs and the festivals, okay? And CEF is more towards the other way, the clubs and stuff. So anyway, what we do now and what we have for the last 17 years is we go to county fairs, usually either 4 or 5 county fairs during the summer. We go to 6 to 7 to 8 festivals. That's weekend festivals. Some of them are only one day sometimes. But anyway, where the kids are gathered in, we'll go and set up our little easy up. We will blow up balloons. Children want a balloon, they have to come listen to the Bible story, which is the gospel message with the wordless book, which is taught at CEF, or I could teach it to people if they want it, okay? But the wordless book is a very plain, a very condensed gospel message, and for children, and we found out that it's for children of any age, okay? Last summer, like I told you, we had a 64-year-old man right here from this Vandalia area pray to receive Jesus Christ after he heard about that. Okay, so it's a wonderful thing. We think God has blessed us with the desire to go and like that, and it's been such a blessing for us.
Now, John, you said that you started working on some of this back in 1965. Where'd you get this heart for kids?
95.
Okay. 95. It's my old years.
Okay. What happened was we were going to a little church down a place called Hidalgo. If you've never been south of Greenup on 130, you wouldn't have a clue where Hidalgo is at.
Wait. You said Greenup. Now, for our listeners, where in Illinois is Greenup?
Greenup is a very large town of about 1,500 over there east of Effingham, about 20 miles. And if you're on 70, you'll shoot right by it and you won't even know it's there unless you're paying very close attention to the signs, okay? But it's a wonderful little town. Oh, there's some crackpots there, but but we live out of town and like this. So yes, that's where we live is in the Greenup area. That's where both of us kind of grew up, kind of in that area. I was in Jasper County. She was in the Greenup area, but that's the area we use as our nucleus there. We come home at night. We go to the fairs in, we come all the way down here to Brownstown to the fair, Fayette County Fair. And the Effingham County Fair is our big fair. It's been an awesome fair for us ever since we started. And then we go to the Cumberland County Fair. And right now we're headed for the Shelbyville, the Shelby County 4-H Fair, which we were at last year, okay? And then we go to a bunch of festivals. The Newton Strawberry Festival, which goes the 1st and 2nd or something like that of June of this year. They canceled it last year, so we lost out there, but we're back this year. We'll be going down there. a wonderful little festival. But we go to these and we set it up and blow up the balloons, and the children come, want a balloon.
Yeah.
You got to listen to the Bible story. I get out my little wordless book, which is a little, you've seen the wordless book before, maybe?
I don't think I have.
Get me out that wordless book there, honey.
And I'll hold it up to the microphone so our listeners can see it.
There we go. You folks can see this wordless book. It's a little book of colors, gold. The color in it is black. One of the colors is black, but it's never black. When talking to the kids, it's always dark, okay?
Okay.
That's the dark page. Red and white are clean. You never talk about that.
As
white,
you can
that's
see,
clean.
As I hold up the microphone, there are no words in this book. It is only colors.
That's why they call it the wordless book. That's been used for years, and it's an awesome thing to hold the kids' attention and remind old dudes what to say. Okay.
See, when you said wordless, I was thinking there might be pictures in there. See, but when I open it up here, there's gold, there's white, there's red, and there's dark. Right, not black, dark.
Right, so dark. The dark page. You see, there's no black hearts. There's dark hearts. Mm. Okay, that's what we talk about there. But and that's what you know. We ask the kids if they've ever seen anything like that before. You know, and most of the time they'll say no. And I said, you know, and the little guys will say, but it don't have any words.
Yeah.
I said it's got the most wonderful message in the world. And then we start off with on the gold page. It's an awesome thing. But what we have seen, so many stories to tell. One of them, a little girl named Jenny was her name. That's what she had. And see, I sit back there and they come up to Miss Anita. Used to, she just tell me their name. Now I make her make out a name tag for them, put it on there, because the old guy's losing.
Yeah, dull pencil better than sharp mind, right?
That's right. Anyway, Jenny came, and she had on a shirt that had crosses on it, three crosses. And the other kids left. Jenny came in by herself, sit down, and got to talking to her, and I said, I love your shirt, and she didn't say much. So then we got started and everything, and I noticed she's looking down at the grass. She's not looking up. And I say, Jenny, and I go through it, Jenny, would you like to choose Jesus to be your Savior? She looked up at me, and the tears was just a-rolling. Jenny's eyes was full of tears, and she was in anguish. She said, He can't save me. I've been too bad. Hmm. I said, Jenny, you're 13 years old. I said, you know, you couldn't have been too bad. She said, yes, I have. Her family, somebody had told her that she'd been too bad doing those, and she told me a few things. But anyway, so I says, now I'm a military vet, okay? And I says, Jenny, have you ever killed anyone? She says, no, I've never killed anyone. I said, Jenny, I said, I have, and he forgave me, Jenny. And it's like a light came on behind those eyes. I'd never used that before. I'd never thought of using that statement before. The light came on behind the eyes. Long story short, Jenny prayed to receive Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jenny is now running around 18 years old. We haven't seen her since, but I know the general area she's in. But anyway, that's one of the things, okay? Be very careful talking to your children. Don't tell them Jesus can't save them. Jesus can save anyone, okay? As long as you've got breath in your lungs and the blood's flowing in your veins, Jesus can save you. Don't ever doubt that, okay? And but a ton of other stories. But basically, children are out there. They are open to hearing until the old devil, the world, the old devil, and the computer, and all of that, the cell phones, all of that get into them, and it crowds everything else out, okay? It crowds things, so it's very difficult. The older the child gets, past about 12 or 13, it is so much harder for them to be able to accept that they're a sinner, that Jesus died to pay the price for that sin, and that they need to accept Him as their Savior. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, so go to them when they're young. 7, 8 years old is a wonderful time. 5 and 6 is a wonderful time. 2 and 3, read them the gospel stories. Put it into their, don't expect them to come to know Jesus at two years old, okay? But they can certainly hear about Him. They can, and like this, okay?
Well, folks, we're talking with John Cisney. Anita's offering moral support over here and passing me the books. But they do have a newsletter. So if folks would want to partner with you or know more about your ministry, can they write to you and get
they
the newsletter?
They can write to us, call right. us.
Well, here we go. The address, it's Heartland Children's Ministries, Inc., at P.O. Box 516, Greenup, G-R-E-E-N-U-P, Illinois 62428. That's P.O. Box 516, Greenup, Illinois 62428. And they'll get you on the mailing list. And
We'll get them on the mailing list if they want some help finding tracks, or if they want to know how to get in touch with CEF so they can go down there for training or get that training. They can get that training online, how to lead a child to Christ. And that is an awesome thing, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, but that is, if you're a Sunday school teacher, folks, God has given you the mission, all right? Learn how to do your job, learn how to lead a child to Christ, and learn when not to do things like this. Learn about the children, okay? God bless you out there.
Yeah. Well, John and Anita, thanks for being with us today, and this has been WJOI's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and thanks for making us a part of your day.
Thank you, Howard.